Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 15th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Beau Bernard, the executive director of UNLV's International Gaming Institute, on the 2020 edition of the Executive Development Program, a long-running educational effort created by the late Bill Edington, who is essentially the founder of high-level gaming education. The GGB podcast is brought to you by FSB, the industry's leading sports betting solutions and technology platform. For more information, visit fsbtech.com. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. The death of Bill Edington, a professor with the University of Nevada, Reno, in 2013 was a huge blow to the gaming industry. Edington almost single-handedly introduced high-level academic research and study into the industry. 30 years ago, he founded the Executive Development Program, an intensive week-long workshop held in Lake Tahoe designed to create opportunities for young executives in the industry. As Edington was dying, he asked Beau Bernard, the executive director of the International Gaming Institute at UNLV, to carry on the traditions of the Executive Development Program. Bernard says the pandemic of 2020 is very similar to that first year that EDP was produced without the guidance of Edington. With lots of uncertainty and a removal from the Lake Tahoe home of the program, Bernard says the plans to continue EDP are going well, and this year will be truly unique. Bernard spoke with me from his offices at UNLV last week. Teach your parents well, their children's health. Well, Bernard, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. It's good to see you, even though we're in the same city. But, sometimes it's difficult to get together. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. You know, we always feel safer in Las Vegas when you're back here as opposed to your homeland of Atlantic City. It's, you know, we miss you when you're gone.
Well, I'm back a while now. I'm going to try to spend the whole summer there next year. I only got 6 weeks, so it'll be good to at least get back. And things are looking up there, too. So hopefully, you know, both cities will come back really strong.
Yeah, that's great.
So first of all, I want to congratulate you on your new role as vice president in charge of economic development at UNLV. Explain how that came about.
So we have a new president, and thank you. Gosh, I am a UNLV person through and through. You know, as a kid who literally learned how to swim in the pool on campus when I was three, I've been going there forever. And we have a new president. His name's Keith Whitfield. He's a star in his field, but more importantly, a really good and smart human, decent human being who's got a really exciting vision for the university. And he reached out and asked me to take on this role. And in doing so, it sort of builds upon all the great stuff we're doing at the UNLV International Gaming Institute. Right. You know, I have 38 team members there and right. folks from the top of industry.
For sure.
And in economic development, of course, all of that aligns perfectly because gaming is so central to the economy. While simultaneously being a force of what I would call economic development good, even in you know, fields like diversification, right? We've long thought of how Las Vegas needs to diversify away from the industry. But the industry has actually done a really good job of diversifying from the industry. And I'm wearing a Las Vegas Raiders cap today.
Right.
That's a really good illustration,
sure,
right?
Absolutely.
Of sort of a one degree of diversification away from the strip in that it takes full advantage of the 150,000 hotel rooms, the massive transportation infrastructure that allows people to get here easily, while simultaneously creating a multi-billion dollar industry that didn't exist in the Las Vegas that I grew up in.
Right,
team
right.
sports wouldn't touch us. So, you know, that kind of diversification exercise doesn't need to be divorced from our core industry that is, of course, gaming.
Right. Well, I just noticed today that UNLV has started a leadership program in conjunction with the Raiders. I mean, that's exciting right there.
Yes.
I mean, that's another industry we can bring to town.
That's true. And you know, this has been inspired in part by the great leadership work we've done. Our founding father, of course, in the gaming program, Bill Edington, created an executive development program that really has been the premier program for developing future CEOs. And Al Davis, the great Al Davis, may he rest in peace, was long recognized as a champion of what I would call expanding the universe of leaders in football, right?
Sure, right.
Very passionate about it. And we have been very excited to announce this week in a project that I've been very fortunate to be involved with here in my new role, the Al Davis Eddie Robinson Leadership Academy, which will develop diverse leaders in the football industry and sports industry more generally. One of the things that Mark Davis, Al's son, of course, has pointed out is that even with football having things like the Rooney Rule, which right. mandates sort of your exploring of a diverse base of leaders, we need to make sure we have pipelines. Sure, and right. one thing that universities are good at is teaching folks, right? That's what we do.
Right.
Universities tend to teach at a high level, right, that is consistent with CEO thinking. So, yeah, that's a really exciting development that's going to happen in the UNLV, under the UNLV umbrella, in a way that once more builds off of really cool stories that you and I first fell in love with many sure. years ago, like the Leadington story.
Right, right. Well, we're talking about the executive development program, and why don't you give us a little background on that for those of our listeners who haven't really been plugged into that, so that we can then transition into what we're doing this year.
Sure. So the executive development program was actually founded 30 years ago this year. Can you mm-hmm. believe that?
Wow.
1990, which was 30 years ago, which is amazing.
Right.
Dr. Bill Eddington had an idea that up in Lake Tahoe, where you can sort of leave the industry at the base of the mountain and let's get elevated and think about lofty issues of leadership for the whole industry, let's have a Lake Tahoe-based executive development program. In that very first year, famously, a very young Aussie named Andrew McDonald, who now, of course, runs Marina Bay Sands, paid his own way to go to the program.
Right.
Because, and understandably, his boss said, there's no such thing as an executive development program in gaming. I'm not right. paying for you to go to it. He said, yeah.
Right.
So he sat there in the front row next to a young Mark Lipparelli,
right.
who went on to become, among other things, chair of the Nevada Gaming Control Board. And every year since, there have been stories like that, where future CEOs, people like Andrew Burke of Blueberry, people right. like Lane Hodgson of Incredible Technologies, people like Ken Manuel, CEO of Gila River, all share that story and that they're very proud alums of this program that Bill built to create the future leaders of the industry.
Right.
And it really is, as Roger Gross knows well, because he was our star opening act a couple of years ago up in Lake Tahoe, and you got to play with us up there in the hills. It really is a special atmosphere, I would say. I feel that way, at least.
Yeah.
And I'm curious as to your takes, Roger, but I think we do create a culture of, you know what, let's go after the big issues that this industry faces, and let's talk about the things that leaders at the very top have to confront. And now this program, 1,500 alumni later, and in any given year, there are attendees from 25 different countries mm-hmm. that now have casinos, lotteries, sports wagering, all the different elements of the Gambling Act. And all of these folks come together to create, I think, a pretty neat atmosphere. Did you enjoy your time when you were with us up there?
Absolutely.
Roger?
Well, just to be in Lake Tahoe is always great. But, the quality of the individuals you have up there and the interactivity between the instructors and the individuals who are attending, I mean, it's really an experience you can't miss.
Yeah, that interactivity that you hit on is a key point. So, you know, where else are you going to, over the course of a week, get to rub elbows with 12 CEOs who are on the faculty, right? And gosh, you're up in the mountains, you know, there's time to talk, and you get a chance to chat with Dick Hadrill about, you know, the history and now future of slots, right?
Sure.
You get a chance to talk with Jan Jones Blackhurst about what she was thinking about when she led Las Vegas as mayor of Las Vegas through a period that really represented Las Vegas's growing up period, right? And this year, we're transitioning to online because it's 2020. We've
right.
never done that. But I believe we'll maintain some of that intimacy, some of that interactivity, as you so appropriately put it.
Right.
So each team, and this is a cool little twist this year, because there are team competitions and you'll be on a team with folks from all over the gaming planet. And each team will have, kind of like that TV show, The Voice,
right.
one of our celebrity faculty will embed with the team. They'll mm-hmm. give a little pitch at the beginning, and each celebrity faculty will choose one of the teams, and they will then embed with the team and then guide them through their final project.
Okay.
So that's a level of intimacy with a faculty, again, who often is a CEO himself or herself, that you just can't get anywhere else in the gaming world.
Right. Well, that's is that a little different than the in-person? Because I don't believe there was a faculty person embedded with each team. It was just they were kind of on their own.
Yeah, that's true. So there was not.
Yeah.
And part of our acknowledgement that the world is different and the educational world is different is trying to find creative ways to achieve that level of interactivity. Again, I love your phrase there. It's tougher to do online. So, yeah, this is a response, and this is a new and improved version of EDP whereby, yeah, you'll have somebody on your team who happens to be a CEO legend in the industry.
Sure, sure.
And it's funny, when we posed that to our faculty, we said, all right, here's what we're doing. We're doing the voice, and you're going to get to choose a team. Like, within 10 seconds of the beginning of the pitch, they're like, I'm in. I love it, right? Because yeah, as you saw, Rod, you really do get people in this industry who are not just brilliant at what they do day-to-day in the industry. They're also teachers at heart, right? And that's what really separates, I think, our faculty, and part of what makes them so special.
Right, right. So, in terms of the focus, I mean, each year you would. I think you did Japan last year, right? And Brazil, you did as well. And you know how you would develop gaming in those jurisdictions, as well as you know, and down through the years there are other things of that nature. So, is there going to be one focus this year, or are the teams going to be able to pick their own subjects?
Yeah, this is the question that EDP alums have been asking. How will the team competition be different?
Right.
Because this is the defining feature. To this day, you can start a heated debate between Mark Liberelli and Andrew McDonald over whose team really deserved the championship. And while Andrew McDonald has gone on to great fame, Mark Liberelli's team beat his team and won the team competition that year as well, I'll tell you. So this is a big part of the event. And as you pointed out, historically what we've done is we have issued the Japan request for proposals. We've said, all right, this year we're going to Osaka. Here are the parameters of the Japan RFP that is highly realistic.
Right.
Because we write it, so those of us who write it are folks who have a ton of experience with these various sorts of RFPs. This year, rather than go to Japan, rather than go to Brazil, we've had to, again, do something a little bit different because this is not a time where that is happening anywhere on the planet in any sort of active way.
Right.
So instead of the team competition being centered around winning a bid, the team competition this year will be around writing a playbook. And one of the things, of course, that many folks have lamented is that they've gone into this COVID world. And it's not like they had a playbook for it, right? Ultimately, every company has had to write one. But for every crisis imaginable, and we are going to tackle all of the crises, from sex trafficking, which is something that's an increasing import in the global gaming industry, to the looming games crisis and whether our games will continue to be able to compete with the games that you can find on your iPhone and everywhere else that have less regulation, we're going to actually sort of play out a scenario where China invades Taiwan. How does that crisis play out in Macau, right? Talk about a beast that will be an absolute nightmare. But you know what? Given that we've got all these experts from all over the world, let's write a playbook for Macau if that plays out, right? So let's imagine all the crises we can imagine, and then even some that are unimaginable perhaps. And the final competition will be write a playbook for your crisis. Best playbook wins. And at the end, every attendee gets every playbook. So you go home armed with, and your company is armed with a high quality playbook for the next crisis that's looming, as unfortunately we've all learned.
Yeah. And you know, there can be unimaginable crises out there, I imagine, with you know, from tsunamis, you know, in Singapore, things like that. I mean,
we're going to do that. Yeah, one of the panels we're going to have is actually a team of experts from the typhoon that hit Macau a few years ago, and then some experts and who have had the experience of leading through Katrina, which, as you know, you actually wrote about this very eloquently in Global Gaming Business. It's one of the truly inspiring stories that gaming can really point to and say, you know what? There's a moment of true crisis where we stepped up, right? This industry really stepped up.
Yep.
And so we will have, what a fascinating panel, right? Because Macau, of course, went through a very similar period very recently. having leaders who are EDP alums up there on screen talking about this, and then having one of the teams assigned a playbook for a natural disaster, right? What an amazing exercise. Again, this doesn't exist, I don't think, anywhere else in the gaming world.
Sure.
FSB is more than just a platform. With more than 100,000 live sporting events traded by FSB teams each year, FSB has the experience to help you launch the most exciting U.S. sports betting operation. Built by experts with years of experience and powering some of the world's most successful brands, the FSB platform has been created to put you in charge of your business. FSB helps by creating online and retail solutions that are supported by an incredibly strong mobile offering with marketing, trading, payments, and all the other tools required to support a world-leading sports book. The FSB team is good, but their technology is great. And now back to our podcast.
As we're sitting here talking, I'm thinking about all these crises that we
Right. Like.
What happens if the internet goes down for a couple of years? You know, what happens then? You know,
Our friends at Las Vegas Sands never anticipated. And I shouldn't say never. There certainly are teams that did anticipate, but you know, didn't anticipate the cyber attack at the scope that they experienced a few years ago, right? So, you know, it's really important for us to think about crises and to train and prepare for this, right?
Sure.
Because as we've learned, if you're unprepared, it can be a lethal and existential threat,
right?
In a way that, you know, we all appreciate nowadays.
Sure. Okay. So in the past, there's always been an application process where you send in an application explaining why you think you deserve to be go to this conference. And is that going to be the same thing this year?
There is, yes. We do want to attract, of course, this is an executive development program. So it's not, we have other programs that are for dealers on the floor, and those are great. This is for folks who are executive level or want to be executive level. And so there is an application process, but it's very straightforward and easy. And you can go to igi.edu. Okay. So igi.unlv.edu/EDP. That's where our website for the executive development program is, and apply. And once more, it's a situation where we want to hear from you a little bit about who you are, what you aspire to be, and the ways in which you are a fit for what becomes sort of CEO boot camp, or at the very least, leadership boot camp. Right. So you can apply at igi.unlv.edu/EDP, or reach out to us at the UNLV International Gaming Institute with questions.
Okay. And as you mentioned before, Andrew McDonald paid his own way, and it was always a pretty steep price tag. Of course, you're going to be spending a week in Lake Tahoe, and you know, those are beautiful rooms up there as well, in Harvey's and ours there. But since you won't, how have you adjusted the fees this year?
Yeah, so for the first time ever, you can participate in EDP from home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
By the way, after hours, depending on where you are.
Okay.
We're going to do double sessions. So basically Australia, Asia, and North America West will have one session. Mm-hmm. And then Europe, Africa, South America, and the Eastern North America areas will have another time. We work around your schedule. In other words, you don't have to leave your job for the first time. You can do so from home and at a drastically reduced price. So we are at $2,500, whereas normally, certainly all in, this is a high-end ticket. Most years, all other years, you're talking about an $8,000 tuition. This is your chance to do EDP at a level that's affordable and accessible in a way it's never been before.
Right.
And we hope to bridge it to a future where we can return to our home in Lake Tahoe. But for this year, we're actually really excited about what we can do and how much everyday gaming folks can access this, hopefully in a new way.
Great. Well, that's an exciting change here to the system. I think you'll be able to really really get a lot of quality people, especially if you don't have to leave your job. You can do it from home, and it makes it a little easier for you to participate in a program of this capacity, for sure.
Yeah, that's our hope.
So who are some of the instructors who have committed to it this year?
Yeah, so as always, we have moderators, and this year, the great Alan Feldman, who, talk about a guy, there's no crisis he has not seen.
That's
right?
For sure,
Alan Feldman, as, you know, voice of the Mirage when it opened famously. very much a voice and a crisis communications expert at MGM. I mean, this is a guy who literally has gotten the dreaded phone call when Montecor the White Tiger attacks,
right?
When the horrible shootings of October 1st happened. I mean, this is a guy who knows what that is like.
Right.
The great thing about Alan, as you know, Roger, is he's so open with his experience and honest with his shortcoming, or, you know, the things he would have done differently.
Sure.
It's just, I mean, he is, if the whole week was just him, it'd be tremendous. Our other co-leader is Holly Gagnon, of course, longtime CEO in tribal communities, including Seneca, where she led the three brilliant properties in New York. She's been a faculty member and friend of, and member of the family, and she is co-moderating as well. And the great thing about Holly is she is one of those executives that knows every corner of the shop, from what HR is doing to what they're doing back of the house to what they're doing in the high roller suites. And once more, that level of operational detail for which she's famous is tremendous. And she's also somebody who's brilliant at creating a culture. So the two of them will be leading us. And then folks like Roger Snow, who is the great game guru, who, of course, writes for your fine publication, but also somebody who thinks differently about the industry. Poonam Mather, once more, one of the greats of the industry. Andrew McDonald himself. We have Winnie Wong from Macau speaking on once more as one of the great community leaders in Macau, the way in which that community responded. Perry Yalden, the president of the European Casino Association. We have Jaime Wilhelm, the CEO of Sun Dreams in Santiago, Chile. We have Amy Ayoub, who I believe is an important sex trafficking voice that the industry has only began to hear about, but has become a true expert. David Force, the Oakland A's general manager and Moneyball character. Phil Shoemaker, who invented the App Store for Apple and has become a brilliant presenter at EDP every year on the ways that we need to transform our thinking in the gaming industry by virtue of all of us having a device in our pocket in the form of an iPhone or Samsung or whatever. That transforms the game experience. So again, it's the creme de la creme, right? It's the one place where you can get to know all these folks, and within a week's time.
Yeah, great. Well, that's what's always so attractive about this program is that all these people with such high qualifications show up, and you can talk to them basically one on one, and to a certain extent, I hope that translates into the virtual world as well.
Me too.
Well, Bo, this is a really exciting time. I'm glad you didn't just cancel it. I mean, you certainly could have just canceled it and said, let's go come back a year from now. Well, why did you decide to really try to change it this way?
So this is where, and gosh, you and I have had this conversation a ton, Roger. It really is the connection to our founding father, Bill Edington, and it's emotional to talk about. When Bill passed away in 2013, we had a very long conversation about this program and how important it was to sustain it. And we knew that 2013 was going to be a bridge year. It was the year that we lost Bill. We took it over and we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know how we could possibly fill Bill's shoes. And of course we couldn't, but our hope was that a dream team could. And we really thought of that year as a bridge year to a future where we made sure that this beautiful legacy continued. Well, 2020 is another year like that, right?
Sure.
2020 is a year where we need to make sure that this beautiful, unique program, again, there's nothing else like it in our industry, as any alumnus will tell you, that it lives on and continues to thrive and continues to serve companies around the world as really a feeder system that develops the next great leaders for this industry worldwide.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you mentioned some of them here. There's as you said, there's 1,500 alums that have really made their mark in gaming, and I think this year you'll have your next class, and hopefully it'll be great. I mean, we just finished our Emerging Leaders of Gaming class this year with 40 of the youngest stars in the industry, and I was just amazed with the quality of people, and hopefully you'll snag some of them for this thing as well. You know, so we're going to do what we can to get the word out on this, and really thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no, thank you. And thank you for your dedication to young and the next generation of leaders. It's so, so important. And like you, I'm in awe of the next generation. They're way smarter than I'll ever be, but it sure is fun to engage.
Right, no question. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Roger. Before they can die,
teach your parents well. Hope you enjoyed a special edition of the podcast brought to you by FSB, the industry's leading sports betting solutions and technology platform. For more information, visit fsbtech.com. To learn more about the Executive Development Program and UNLV's International Gaming Institute, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB1E. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.